This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community. This is the Worldwide Wave.
This is Worldwide Wave, Joy's international news and current affairs show for and by the LGBTI community. We take pleasure in taking you around the globe one country at a time. I'm Matt, and distance is no barrier for Worldwide Wave, so spread out across Melbourne. I'm joined tonight by Stefan.
Good evening. One third of Poland declared LGBT free zones. Almost 100 local municipalities have adopted resolutions against LGBT people under the guise of anti-propaganda and or pro-family laws. They are creating zones of hostility to the LGBT community. Although these resolutions are non-binding, they have been given large media coverage and have the potential to create a lot of harm in the LGBTIQ community.
To find out what is happening on the ground tonight, we are joined by Pavel Lechkovich, a professor in the Department of Art History at Adam Mickiewicz University in Poland. He's a lecturer and a freelance curator specialising in international contemporary art and queer culture, curatorial and LGBT studies, and he is an LGBTIQ activist. Here's a taste of what's coming up tonight.
There's a very conservative part of the society and very liberal. There is a lot of homophobia, governmental homophobia, which is quite unique in the European Union. But on the other hand, Poland has right now probably the strongest queer movements in Europe.
Receive LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like Worldwide Wave on Facebook now.
Since late 2019, so-called LGBT free zones have been adopted by more than 100 local municipalities in Poland. The right-wing Law and Justice Party has held political power nationally since 2015 and has been accused of eroding civil rights and undermining democracy by pushing extreme right-wing's view and a traditional agenda. Pavel Lechkovich is a professor in the Department of Art History at Adam Mickiewicz University and an LGBT activist. We ask Pavel what the LGBTIQ situation in Poland is like and at the moment and how the government declared some areas LGBT free.
Well, the situation with LGBTQ rights in Poland is always very complex and is always very complicating. And I have been observing this situation being in and out of Poland for the last 30 years. And I have to tell you that Poland is a gift that keeps on giving, because there is always something shocking or something very positive that is happening in Poland. And right now we are dealing with something very negative and even something very disgusting from the human rights perspective and from the European Union perspective, because Poland is a country that is part of the European Union. We are dealing right now with a very strange declaration, which are called LGBT free zones. These are declarations that were not introduced by the government, but by the local government, municipal governments or city governments or provincial governments in some parts of Poland, especially in the southeast of Poland, which is the more conservative part of Poland and the more Catholic part of Poland. So, of course, the current government, which is called Law and Justice Government, this is the name of the ruling party, and the abbreviation that we use for this government is PiS, and I'm going to use this term PiS with great pleasure. So, of course, the current PiS government is extremely homophobic, and it uses homophobia for its own political purposes. And from this point of view, it's very, very unusual in the European Union. But the free LGBTQ zones, this is a an initiative of local governments in the conservative parts of Poland. And when it comes to Poland, it is always very, as I mentioned, complicated, and it has always some kind of complex history. Because in Poland, which is an extremely divided country into more liberal part of Poland and more conservative part of Poland, we have so-called free cities, a little bit similar to the situation in the United States, like oppositional cities. And some of the main Polish cities are oppositional cities. And Warsaw, the capital of Poland, is also an oppositional city, which means this is a liberal oppositional city against the current far-right government. And this city in 2019 introduced something that was called a declaration of toleration. Toleration declaration, which exactly spoke about the introduction of LGBTQ rights in Warsaw on the level of public education and on the level of healthcare. So in this local provision introduced by the local governments of Warsaw, which is liberal, some declaration were introduced that promised that sexual education very open for LGBTQ rights and a comprehensive sexual education, contemporary sexual education, would be introduced in Warsaw, in all states, in schools in Warsaw, and then a special shelter would be established in Warsaw for cast out gay teenagers expelled by their families. And this declaration, this positive declaration supporting LGBTQ community, unfortunately, created enormous backlash in the more conservative part of Poland, the southeastern part of Poland. And as a counteraction against this declaration in Warsaw, city councils, provincial councils in east-south part of Poland started to introduce this anti-LGBTQ declaration or LGBT-free zones declaration, which exactly stated something opposite to what was stated in the declaration in Warsaw. It means that local schools would be protected from LGBTQ ideology, that there would be no sexual education which is open to queer agenda in the local schools. And also it spoke a little bit about the local culture that would be protected from LGBT ideology as well. Because of course you have to remember that Poland is a state, like many European states, where all public education and culture is supported by the federal or by the regional money, so it's not privatized. So this declaration in the eastern part of Poland are not legally binding. It means that they have enormous symbolic value, a negative symbolic value for people, especially young queer people who lived in this part of Poland. But according to many lawyers, they are unconstitutional because the Polish constitution protects the rights of all people against discrimination. And they are definitely, from the symbolic point of view, very pernicious for people who lived in this part of Poland, which introduced this anti-LGBT-free zones declaration. So this is the story. It is a complicated legal story. It is a complicated cultural story, but the story reflects very well the division that we are facing in this country right now into a very conservative part of the society or very conservative parts of the country against liberal parts and more pro-European parts of the society and part of the country.
That's Pavel Lechkovich, professor at Adam Mickiewicz University and an LGBT activist in Poland, joining us tonight on Joy 94.9. I love his, I love how he's taken a bit of ownership with having a bit of fun with this very conservative government, the Law and Justice Party, which is called the Peace Government.
Yes, the Peace Government, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not sure these actions are terribly peaceful, but I have to say, this sort of came first to our attention. It's come up a couple of times, but most recently, and one of our most recent really popular Facebook posts was around the gay couple who created rainbow face masks in this COVID-19 space and handed them out in these LGBT free zones or so-called zones. And we thought, oh, we need to find out a bit more about this. What I didn't know that you have very cleverly brought to our attention is that this all started with a declaration in the opposite way.
Yes, to protect LGBT people and especially people that were kicked out. I think you mentioned the people that were kicked out of home to be able to have shelter. And I think it was in Warsaw.
It was, yeah, Warsaw.
So, yeah, no, it's interesting to see how it's been turned completely, you know, 180 degrees to now discriminate people and to try to... but it's quite difficult to understand the difference, I mean, between the local context, the governmental context, and how it's, although it's non-binding, it's still there and it's raising awareness of LGBT issue in a negative way, really.
And clearly the federal government is quite happy to let this run. You know, this fits their narrative. They are not at all LGBT supportive. So they are more than happy for these zones to be declared despite the pressure they're getting from around Europe. And we'll delve into that a bit later. But even though they're not legally binding, there's this symbolic value of what, you know, that message that you're not welcome here. And it can just be dangerous.
No, absolutely, and it's you know, and those things are often the start of bigger things in terms of we start with this non-legally binding, and then it becomes the norm, and it can come into law. I mean, I don't know what's the idea. I mean, what's the government's planning behind this? But you know, that's sometimes it can happen like this.
There's one. Perhaps one saving grace in this area is that there are constitutional anti-discrimination protections. Therefore, if the federal government did want to, you know, make this a law, it would actually be a constitutional change rather than just something they could ram through Parliament. So if there is one saving grace, and actually that came about as a part of Poland joining the EU.
Yes, and I think we delve into the EU membership and the impact of that a little bit later, and also how Poland was quite liberal before. I mean, liberal not in the Australian sense, was quite liberal before it came out of the Eastern Bloc, which is quite really interesting as well, I think.
So we've got lots more coming up, including next we find out what being an LGBT-free zone in Poland means for the local community and what the Polish federal government is doing to protect the community. You're on World Wide Wave.
Hi, I am Tim.
And I'm Ben.
From Hallam, Melbourne.
And you are listening to the World Wide Wave
on Joy 94.9.
Even though we are currently broadcasting outside the studios, you can still message us on Facebook. That's World Wide Wave or W3Joy on Facebook, just like Peter did during the week. In fact, he gave us some feedback on last week's show on Morocco. That's the one where the trans influencer was encouraging women to out gay men or men who have sex with men who are using these gay dating apps. Peter says, this platform has a lot of dumb content and many influences, and it is problematic across all groups, sadly. Vapid, shallow, and without expertise, some social media influencers are an unstable pillar of our online society. I'm with you on that one, Peter. Tonight, we are in Poland.
We are speaking tonight with Paweł Leczkowicz, a professor at Adam Mickiewicz University and an LGBT activist, on the implications of local government declared LGBT-free zones in Poland. We ask him what these LGBT three zones declaration means for those living in one of these communities, and what is the federal Polish government doing to protect the community?
Well, the general government, the federal government, is a conservative government run by Peace Party, the far-right party. So, of course, they, for them, the LGBT-free zones and these places where these zones were introduced are in accordance with their homophobic agenda. So the government is not going to do anything against these zones because they support this kind of ideological declarations. So this LGBT-free zone those, they are, as I mentioned, ideological declarations, a symbolic declarations that we don't support human rights for gay people. And they do have impact, even though they are not legally binding, they do have impact on the sphere of public education. From kindergarten, even to the universities, because they state very aggressively and very openly that they are going to protect local community and especially children from so-called LGBTQ ideology. So if you are a teacher or if you are a cultural activist or an artist and you want to introduce some elements of the curriculum that is positive towards gay rights, you may be afraid that someone is going to take you to court, that you can be investigated. It is not legally binding and you cannot be persecuted, but you can be investigated or you can be attacked by some parents' groups. It very strongly impacts the system of healthcare as well, because it is against the sexual education of any kind. And basically, we are faced with a situation when any kinds of sexual education is basically for teachers dangerous, especially in primary and in high schools. And this is something to add to the whole dramatic and sometimes comedic, but mostly dramatic story that for the current government and both the local conservative governments and the main government of Poland, the Peace Party government, at the center of their homophobic agenda is the argument that gay people are pedophiles, or that promotion of homosexuality is the promotion of pedophilia. And it sounds very archaic, and it sounds like something from the past, but under this general ideology of protection of Polish family and the protection of Polish children, the argument of pedophilia came back. And one of the most disturbing spectacles that you can find in contemporary Polish city, both in big and in small cities, some far-right NGOs pay for a special cars with speakers. They travel through Polish city with information that we have to protect our children from homosexuality and from pedophilia. Political organizations, European organizations tried to take to court this NGO that financed those cars with these loudspeakers, but they unfortunately failed, and these cars are allowed to travel across Polish cities on the ground that they inform about pedophilia. Okay. So pedophilia is suddenly again at the center of this homophobic discourse in Poland, that we cannot introduce the LGBTQ rights because it would mean harm done to our children and to our family.
Poland has been a long-standing member of the EU. So what is the impact of these changes in Poland on the relationship with the EU?
Oh, the relationship between Poland and the EU is very strained on many grounds. Of course, the European Commission and the European Parliament has condemned many times, not only this year and last year, but also in the past, Poland's stance on homosexual rights and Polish homophobia. And of course, this LGBT-free zones, they have been condemned very strongly by the European Parliament as well. But this is a little bit disappointing, actually, about the European powers in Brussels, that they can issue all this declaration and the documents, the resolution that they condemned this kind of attitudes of local Polish governments, but they have no power to stop it. And this is the problem with the far-right Polish government and the far-right Polish regions and the far-right Polish ideologists, that they considered the EU as an invasion of Polish values, as an invasion of the independence of Poland. And the attitudes of the current government is that some foreign body is not going to dictate how we are going to raise our children. So this is the attitude of the government, and all the declaration in support of LGBTQ rights in Poland from the European Parliament, they are very important symbolically, but again, they are not really working on the legal level so far. And Poland joined the European Union in 2004 with many other Central Eastern European countries, and from the very beginning, the relationship between the government in Brussels and the Polish government have been strained when it comes to queer rights and but also women rights. You have to remember that Poland is also a country where abortion is illegal, and Poland has the strictest law against abortion in the European Union, and the European Parliament many times took attention to these issues and addressed Poland on these human rights issues concerning women reproductive health, and it hasn't helped either. So unfortunately, the European Union is doing a lot, sending to Poland a lot of money for the economic developments in the last 15 years, but unfortunately, I think that is still not doing enough, or they don't have legal power to really interfere in this kind of domestic issues regarding sexual politics. And this is the reason why in Poland, Poland is one of the few countries in the EU without same-sex partnership and without same-sex marriage.
Speaking to us tonight from Poznan in Poland, that's Paweł Leczkiewicz on Joy 94.9. Well, the EU, we've often spoken about it many times on this show, how it has been something of a saving grace for the LGBT community. When you join, you have to commit to certain basic human rights standards, and there are standards in there around LGBT rights.
Yeah, and discrimination, and not just the right, but you know, the being non-discriminatory and all those things. So great protection for a lot of minorities and a lot of communities, actually, not just LGBT.
And it seems right now the relations between Poland and the EU are quite strained, not just because of this issue, because of multiple issues, but I'm sure this is certainly a part of it, and we'll have some, I'm sure there are many other countries who will be trying to make sure there is no change in their laws. But, you know, can you really do anything? That's the problem.
Well, I think that's it's very difficult for the EU to do something once the country is in the EU. I think as an incentive to join the common bloc, it's a good thing. But after you've joined, it's really difficult to actually do something, and it takes years in terms of bureaucracy and all the process. So.
And of course, the other thing is this fight actually fits the current Polish government's narrative of, you know, we're not going, that whole nationalist narrative, we're not going to be dictated by Brussels. Mm. We've seen it come up in other countries across Europe as well. It's a, you know, an invasion of our sovereign rights. I think
that was the argument for the UK to get out of the EU.
Indeed, lots of people seem to be using it for their own political motives. Coming up on Joy 94.9, we find out what the LGBT community is doing in Poland to fight the LGBT free zones. This is Worldwide Wave.
This is Ulrike Lunacek, member of the European Parliament and co-president of the Parliament's LGBT intergroup on the Worldwide Wave.
It's the show that takes you around the globe, one country at a time, Worldwide Wave. And tonight we are in Poland. A special hello to everybody listening to us on podcast. You can subscribe to receive our podcasts automatically either at joy.org.au/worldwide wave or on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast platforms. And if you listen, don't forget to leave us a review.
We love the ratings. We love seeing your comments as well. Now, our guest tonight is from Adam Mickiewicz University in Poznan in Poland. His name is Paweł Leczkiewicz. We asked Paweł if this negative attitude towards the LGBT community has always been there and is just bubbling to the surface now.
People usually don't know this, but homosexuality was decriminalized in Poland after the First World War in the 30s. in the 20th century, in the 30s, which means that this is extremely early, because after the First World War, Poland regained its independence from Prussia and Russia and Austria, and the country was looking for a new legislative system, decided to take the French Napoleonic Code. And the situation of gays people under communism was quite comfortable, actually. It all started with the new democracy, when Poland gained independence in the 90s, because this was the moment when the Catholic Church took power.
What are the LGBTIQ activists doing against these LGBTIQ free zones?
Well, there are a lot of visual campaigns for same-sex partnership. The fact that there is no same-sex partnership in Poland right now is to some extent counteracted that so far in the last 10 years, probably there were like 6 or 7 bills to introduce same-sex partnership and to pass it, to push it through the conservative parliament. They all failed, but each of the campaign to introduce to the bill was always accompanied by big activist action, visual campaigns, posters in the streets, public art, massive demonstrations, massive pride parades. So you have all the elements, the typical elements of queer activism, visual campaigns, demonstration, pride, collaboration with the feminist movement, because the feminist movement is also very strong. And what is also characteristic about the Polish paradox, which I called the paradox of hostility towards queer rights and at the same time hospitality, because you have so much activism and so much queer culture that sometimes you are surprised that this is happening in the same country where LGBT free zones have been introduced. So there's a lot of queer culture, especially in the visual arts, but also in literature, in theater, in all the high art section. There is a lot of queer cultural expression, which is very important, and of course it creates tension as well, because under the current government all these activities are slightly subversive or sometimes even totally subversive, because they cannot be supported by the public institution, so they are organized through crowdfunding, or they are organized as forms of independent culture, or as a form of some kind of subversive messages in official exhibition or in official programs, cultural programs. So all of it is happening. And maybe I should add something that is very telling and is very also educational on the international scale, that the current situation in Poland became so bad when it comes to queer rights only 5 years ago, in 2015, when the current government, PiS government, took power. Before 2015, we had rather conservative, but conservative liberal government, not far-right government. And homophobia was not on the agenda of this government at all. And we had many governmental initiatives actually to support queer culture and support queer activism in this country. For example, in 2011, Poland was the president of the European Union, and at the time, to mark the presidency of Poland in the European Union, a big rainbow was constructed in front of the parliament in Brussels. And this big rainbow, it was an art installation by Polish feminist artist Julita Wójcik. And then the rainbow came to Poland and it stood in the very center of the capital, in Warsaw, and was on the one hand cherished, and many queer events were organized in front of the rainbow. And at the same time, the rainbow was burned 7 times by far-right militias and then rebuilt in a community effort as a public art action. So as you see, the situation became so bad in the last 5 years, and this is a very teaching lesson for all of us, that sometimes you think that the evolution of human rights is going always up. But this is not the case. Suddenly, a completely different government, a very conservative government, can take power in your country, and the situation is changing radically. And in Europe, we quite often compare Poland to, in the European Union, to Hungary, because Hungary is under far-right dictatorship right now as well. But I actually, when I think about the current situation in Poland, I think about more about Brazil and the situation with queer rights under Jair Bolsonaro, the current far-right president of Brazil, because Brazil is also a country with a very rich history of queer culture and activism and public visibility, and suddenly you have a new government and a new president which is extremely homophobic, and now many queer activists and intellectuals and artists from Brazil, they have to escape, and they are sexual refugees living in the United States or in Europe. But so far, we have the protection of the European Union. And with the European Union, we do have some basic affirmation of anti-discrimination legislation. It exists in Poland. But at the same time, these very strong forces of homophobia are here as well.
Paweł Leszkowicz from Poznan in Poland, thank you for talking to us at Worldwide Wave.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I was happy to contribute.
Wow, I've learned something tonight. It's only until you speak to somebody, and this is why we do this show, it's only until you speak to somebody who's on the ground, you get the real appreciation for how big an issue this is, how much pain it's causing, and, you know, why it's actually happening. So good get on this one. Good interview.
It's really interesting to see that, you know, there was... I mean, although it wasn't so visible, but there wasn't a lot of discrimination against LGBT before the Poland came out.
Current the, ruling
before,
government.
Yeah, before this current ruling government, but also it came out of the Eastern Bloc, really.
Yeah, and in fact, the last conservative government they had in was a fairly progressive. They certainly weren't anti-LGBT. They weren't, they weren't out there driving forward rights, but they certainly weren't anti. So it just seems to be this most recent round of elections, which we've seen across a few countries in Eastern Europe. It's driving.
They've been in power since 2015, so it's already been 5 years of damages you can make to rights. So that's 5 years, is a long time, and for our community to go through this is probably very difficult, and it's getting worse. And it seems to be, again, being driven by an underlying quite strong catholicism.
Let's talk a bit about this. The role of the Catholic Church, there's clearly a political element to the Catholic Church in Poland. They are well and truly interlinked with the current conservative federal government. They're pushing, we heard there that they are pushing the exclusion of any kind of sexual education in schools.
Yeah, so
any kind.
That's right, and it wouldn't just be LGBT teachers. It would be any teacher that engaged into sexual education, sex education. So it's quite big, because that's obviously can cause a lot of harm in any community, into sexual transmission disease and HIV, all those things that are associated with sex education and also healthy sexual life.
And of course, they've gone down this whole narrative of, oh, we're protecting children, the family, the national government has been using the old, linking pedophilia with homosexuality. We've seen this before.
We've seen this before, and the Catholic Church around the world has been... it has been proven that they were actually vectors of these issues. So it is quite interesting to see that it fits the narratives there. But when you look at what happened,
The other thing I wonder is the whether the Catholic Church is using this as a distraction from their own woes. The church in Poland has had many, many reports of child abuse over the end, historic child abuse. They haven't acted on it. I wonder if this is sort of their get out card. Well, let's attack somebody so nobody attacks us.
Very difficult, I think, to say yes or no to this thing. But it's clearly possible.
I wonder what the commonalities with some of these other countries where there's attacks on the LGBT community. I mean, Brazil is mentioned there as one where we're getting the conservative parties elected with a really strong, you know, actually we used to talk about this in the African context of, you know, the gay community would be picked on when there was an election coming.
Yeah.
And they would be attacked. Now we're seeing it much broader around the world.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, you talk about Brazil, but it reminded me a bit of Georgia as well. The situation in Georgia, in Europe, which is not in the EU, but has really strong church and Orthodox church following. And trying this tension between trying to join the EU and passing all the laws, but then changing people's attitudes. So I think in Poland, the laws have been changed and they are in the EU, and now the attitude is kind of swinging back to more traditional values. So they've done their bits, they got into the EU, and now it's shifting. So I think we need to monitor that.
We will continue to monitor. That's why we're here on Joy. And on that note, I just did want to make a bit of a shout out to all the people who supported us in Radiothon. It was one of our most successful Radiothons. You are helping to keep independent voices on air. So thank you for being a part, for your donations, for your memberships, and being a part of the Joy family.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Robbie Watt. I'm from Kootjuk, Northern Quebec in Canada. And you're listening to the World Wide Wave.
And that's it for another edition of World Wide Wave.
We want to thank Pavel Leszkowicz, who is a professor at Adamickiewicz University in Poznan and in Poland, who has been talking to us today, and also an LGBT activist.
A big thank you to everybody who has liked and joined us on Facebook throughout the week. Aldo, Virginia, Nat, Justin, Muhammad, and a heap more. You can be a part of all the action. That's W3Joy or World Wide Wave on Facebook.
And behind the scenes, we have our podcaster, Peter, doing a great job of getting that this podcast really quickly out very quickly, and our social media master, Dean.
Yes, air kisses to both of them.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. World Wide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australian Time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne and online at joy.org.au. You'll find all our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave or follow us on Facebook for the latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.